need strength today. The serpent was made for humankind, and not humankind to the serpent. Mark chapter 2, verse 27. And he said to them, the serpent was made for humankind, and not humankind for the serpent. Theme of my reflection this morning, love surpasses law and tradition. Throughout Jesus' ministry, he was always accused of deserting and breaking the law and traditions, not only by the leaders of the church, but by his own people. When he called Levi to be one of his disciples, it cut through across the religious culture and tradition of his day. His people jumped up and down in disbelief. Jesus, according to our traditions, Levi is a sinner. It's a tax collector. Adding to the Pharisees' frustration and anger, they witnessed Jesus enjoying his dinner with the sinners and the tax collectors at Levi's house. They thought to themselves, Jesus, what were you thinking? Culturally and traditionally, sharing a meal with sinners indicated acceptance. The gospel reading this morning from Mark. Mark documented the same accusation from the Pharisees to Jesus and his disciples. Jesus, why are your disciples blocking hair of grains on the Sabbath? Didn't you know, Jesus, it is not lawful to do so on the Sabbath? Lord and the Christians passed down from our forefathers. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall live on and do all your work. But the seventh day is the seventh to the Lord your God. But you and your disciples breaking the law, rejecting and forsaking provisions. My question to you this morning, what do you think? Was Jesus and his disciples break the law? Was Jesus and his disciples forsake the mission? What do you think? What's your answer? On the other hand, if they break the law, what was their reason? Let's unpack this story and see what's in there for you and you and me this morning. Mark surpasses law and tradition. According to the Pharisees who uphold the law and traditions, under no circumstances the Sabbath law should be broken by anyone. That is why when Jesus' disciples plucked when they jump in with authority. Jesus, your disciples break the law. When Jesus healed that man in the synagogue, they jump in. They were furious. Jesus, you are breaking the law. You are breaking tradition. Because within the Pharisees' heart, there is no God or mercy. Only rules. Like Matthew 23:1-23. They mistakenly believed that God was pleased with what they were doing. Adding more rules to God's law. But to their surprise, Jesus hit the accusation head on and correct their misunderstanding. My disciples are not breaking any law. My disciples are not breaking any tradition because Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. Jesus was trying to enlighten the Pharisees. Jesus was trying to enlighten his accusers. Humankind was not made to be servants of the Sabbath. Sabbath was made to be a servant of humankind. Sabbath law is not designed to burden men, but to help and provide men with opportunity to rest. So, doing something important on a Sunday that enhances life, nurture faith, contributing to the growing and expressing God's will on earth is more valuable and more important than law and tradition. Jesus pointed out to the Pharisees that moving away from law and tradition and uphold the law and uphold love is the will of God. Jesus was trying to educate the Pharisees. Law and tradition is good. But love is in battle. Law and tradition is the past. Love is the future. So do not dwell, my dear Pharisees, do not dwell on law and traditions, because love surpasses them both. That is where Jesus goes back to David's story. Story from the Old Testament that the Pharisees and them are tired of. Jesus said, according to the law that you guys were mentioning, it is unlawful for anybody to eat the bread of the presence except the priest. But David and his men share those bread among themselves, with the priest's blessings, because they were hungry in the need of food. calling by God to be the next leader of his people. David did nothing wrong. Saul was trying to kill him, but David was God's chosen one. So the challenge for the Pharisee from that story, which one is more valuable? Which one is more aligned with God's will? Sticking every iota of law and tradition, or be part of God's plan through sharing of love? So that David fulfilled God's plan to be the next king of Israel.
Of script
by desires and not sacrifice. That is why in that book, Samuel went to Eli. Eli, wake up. You called me. People are more important than systems and programs. People are more important than rituals and traditions. John notes that if a person loves God, that person will love his brother. There is no point in dwelling on lower education if it stops Christians from enhancing their faith. Jesus' last words in this story is the role of the shepherd. We rest in him, not in our own ego. His love binds us to himself. His love binds us together as a friend, so that our faith can grow. Our faith can flourish. In Jesus, God shows us that the core of authentic human life is life. Are we the life or the peace? Love surpasses tradition and love.